Miles Goal Team meeting, where we will follow the agenda as it has been emailed to you and noticed. I'm pleased to call this meeting of the Miles Elementary Goal Team to order. Our first order of business is to call a roll and review our norms. The secretary will now take the roll. Dr. Hood?
I'm sorry, I think someone was trying to join via Teams. So I was trying to let them in, but it's not merging. But anywho, when I call your name, please say present. Delise Perry?
Present.
Shakira Duffy? Lanicia Glapion? Malika Vaughn? Karen Hood, present. Karen Giles?
Present.
Stephon Jones? Kenneth Hill?
Present.
Rakita Allen?
Present.
Nakia Laguerre?
Present.
Okay, this team will only be able to take official action if a quorum is present. Dr. Hood, is there a quorum present?
Yes, here comes Mr. Jones as well.
Thank you. We'll now go over our norms. This is a meeting of the GO team. Only members of the team may participate in the discussion. Any members of the public present are here to quietly observe. We invite and welcome contributions of every member and listen to each other. We will follow the agenda as noticed to the public and stay on task. We will respect all ideas and assume good intentions. Our first order of business is to approve the agenda. This was provided to you. Are there any changes to the agenda? Okay, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we accept it. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
Dr. Hood.
I move that we accept the agenda as printed.
I second that motion.
All in favor, say yay. Say
yay.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay. We will review and approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting. The minutes were provided to you. Are there any corrections?
Yes. On the action item, well, I'm sorry, at adjournment, I said motion and I typed Dr. Hill. It should say Mr. Hill, so I'll make that change.
Okay, thank you. Any other corrections? Okay, there are no further corrections. May I have a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes?
A motion we approve the previous meeting's minutes as amended.
A second?
I second.
All in favor, say
aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay. We will now move to the discussion items on our agenda. Discussion item one, presentation of the final budget. We'll now ask Principal Perry to please share with us your final budget presentation.
Okay. I need to be able to share my screen, please.
I just gave you rights.
Okay. Is everybody able to see? Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for being here on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope you're staying warm because the weather has definitely changed. So I'm looking forward to some warm weather on tomorrow. So as we move into our budget approval, this has been a very interesting task for us this year since we were identified as being on the state list. So we wanted to make sure that we had as much support that we needed as necessary. So we have our norms here that we've always gone over, that this is a meeting of the GO team. Only members of the GO team may participate. So Ms. Giles has already gone over that. We've already talked about our agenda. We've talked about the overview of the budget process. And so this is the budget approval meeting. So as we continue to move forward, I want us to think about what our priorities were for the school year. And number one was to use data to drive instruction and academic decisions. Then number two, build teacher capacity to support academic achievement. Three, increase academic achievement and promote growth in ELA and math. The next one, increase student attendance and engagement, sustain and enhance family engagement that fosters positive relationships with all stakeholders in an effort to promote academic achievement, implement IB program standards and practices with fidelity, implement a whole child support system to meet the individual needs of every student, support social emotional learning and promotes wellness. And last but not least, use flexible learning tools, technology and targeted instruction to personalize learning for all our students. So as we're talking about the changes that we have made with our budget, please make sure that we are addressing those priorities. So we have our priorities, and we're talking about our APS 5 focus areas, and those APS 5 are data, curriculum and instruction, signature program, also personalized learning, and we also have whole child and intervention. We will also look at the different requests and the amounts for the changes. So if you take a look here, some of our priorities, when we talked about using data to drive instruction and academic decisions, we wanted to make sure that we had an assessment platform, which is called All In Learning, and we put the amount of $3,000 there. We wanted to build teacher capacity with training. So we will use $20,000 for Relay. Relay is something that will program that will train our teachers as well as our leadership team throughout the school year, as well as TeachFX. TeachFX is a program that teachers will be using to listen to how they're teaching the students, student talk, teacher talk, and student engagement, and they're able to record themselves and they're able to work with someone one-on-one to make sure that they are improving all instruction with the students and student engagement down to questioning techniques, student strategies. So that was one thing that we're definitely looking for. Also, we are looking to do after school tutorial and stipends for teachers and a reading and math specialist. As you can see that the cost for that is $219,328. As well as math coaches and reading coaches, $228,285. We also want to focus on the whole child with student incentives, where we have allotted $16,000. We want to make sure that we have money for our APTT meetings when we're focused on family engagement. So that will be about $15,000. Our signature program, which is IB, we will focus on trainings for our teachers, IB signage, IB novels, trainings for our leaders, as well as making sure that our students have an IB-rich curriculum, and we have $120,000 that is allotted for that. When we want to talk about just implementing support systems for the whole child, we will be utilizing wraparound services that are provided for our from our district. If you take a look also at our next slide, where we have here our strategic breakout plan, we will be utilizing thinking maps this year, laptops, and we want to make sure we have our new morning news equipment. And when we're talking about intervention, as you know, that our students are online a lot and they're online at home. So they're doing digital things at home and that's what's engaging for them. So we want to invest in the IBS program. And that is it's a technology device, but it is focusing on reading and math. So a combination of all of those things, we have allotted $65,000 for that. And that will focus on personalized learning and flexible learning tools. As you can see, if you look up top, we have CARES allotment. So our CARES budget, we were given $238,674. With that money, we will be utilizing one master teacher leader, and the cost of that is $91,469. The next thing, we will create a 21st century media center, and the media equipment for that is $46,109. We also will utilize teacher supplies and student incentives to promote the whole child, because we want to reward our students with meeting academic goals and behavior goals and provide the supplies for the students as well as teachers. So that is $6,391. As you take a look here, we have our family engagement funds. We have been allotted $11,000 for family engagement. So $7,000 of that, we will be creating a parent resource area with books, computers, resume building tools that parents may need to assist them just with daily living. Many of our parents, they come in, they want to have different resources. They want to do resume building. They want to come in the media center and just use our computers. They want to be able to speak with someone to help them with their needs, just being able to help them with any type of housing, any type of transportation, food, all of those things, getting the students involved in extracurricular activities. So in our parent resource center, we will have items in there set up, and we have allotted $7,000 for that. Transportation to our APTT meetings. We're trying to get our parents out here. We want to eliminate any barriers for getting them involved in our school on an educational level, as well as just having fun with our students, as well as our staff. So we're allotting for $1,000 with transportation, because transportation, the cost of that has definitely gone up. You know that with gas prices. So we want to make sure that we have those items covered. Also, we want to be able to provide the resources for parents for the APTT meeting. So any workbooks, any instructional packets, the manipulatives and the flyers advertisement. So we have allotted $2,000 for that. At this time, we will talk about just the staffing changes that we have. So with our staffing changes that we've had, these changes reflect an allocation of $1,220,778. So with those changes, this is what we have. One, a turnaround reading specialist. Two, a turnaround math specialist, a math coach, a reading coach, a RTI specialist. We have an additional EIP teacher. We used to have a half-time music teacher. We will have a full-time music teacher. We did not have a parent liaison. We did not have anyone that was engaging with the community to get them involved with extracurricular activities at the school, just having parent meetings on a consistent basis. We were allotted the opportunity to have a wonderful partner with Mercedes-Benz, and we were able to have Ms. Laguerre, our CIS support, but we wanted to make sure that we had someone that was not only engaging the families, but engaging the students and the staff. So that's where the engagement specialist is coming in. We have a non-instructional para, because what we have found is when discipline happens in our building, typically it lies on our administrators. We do utilize our social worker. We do utilize Ms. Laguerre, as well as our counselor. But they also have various duties that they must attend to. So that's what the non-instructional para will focus on. And they will also be using restorative practices. special ed paras for an increase in our special ed caseload. We have a very large special ed caseload here at Miles Elementary School. So we needed additional support in our classrooms, especially for testing grades, because we know that the reason why we have been on the state list labeled as a CIS school is because of proficiency as well as the performance from our various subgroups. So we want to get that support there. And we also have a turnaround counselor. And with that, we want to continue with the whole child and providing those services. So again, those are just the changes listed. If you take a look, our budget that we have for the school year is $6,803,629. Our projected enrollment is 458, and the change in the enrollment is 16. If you take a look, this is giving you, this is giving you the allocation for the amount of students that we have for each grade level. Then the next slide, this is the amount of money that we're given because of us being a poverty-stricken school, for us having EIP services, for us having special education students, for us having gifted students, having a gifted supplement, for us having ESOL students, and ESOL, that's our non-English speaking students as well. This is the earnings that we have for signature program. This is the money we were given for a turnaround, with us being a turnaround school. It's Title I. We did not have any holdback money from Title I. This is the amount of money that we were given for engagement. We were given $150,000 for school improvement. And then we were given $17,000 for field trip transportation. With that being said, and district funded stipends. With that being said, this is our full FTE allotment, and that is equivalent to $6,803,629. As you take a look, as you can see, this 73% of our budget is spent in instruction. So we have a huge focus on that. Then we have about 3% of our budget spent in, we have about 2% of our budget spent with educational media services, 8% is school administration, 7% is improvement and instructional services. The other percentages are for pupil services, as well as maintenance and operation. And then the discussion of our holdback funds that we have. So with our holdback funds, if we're able to do this, we will purchase 2 additional paraprofessionals. This will not service the special ed population because those paras will only focus on special ed. This will service our 3rd and 4th grades as they prepare for Georgia Milestones for small groups. And we will be putting them in intervention labs to make sure that they have the resources that they need. And the amount for that will be $81,832. We do not have any Title I holdback money. So at this time, these are the questions that I would like for you to consider with how we have budgeted all of our money, our new positions and resources included in the budget to address our major priorities. I would say yes, and that you guys may be able to speak with that as well, because we are addressing our reading and math deficits. We are addressing our teacher capacity issue as well. We are addressing our engagement strategies. Do we know as a team the plan of support implementation of these priorities beyond the budget? What strategies will be implemented? Yes, we talked about utilizing thinking maps. We talked about utilizing a learning lab. We're talking about making sure that we have an intervention class outside of the district mandated class that will focus on writing. So those are the things that we want to make sure that we're doing. what are the trade-offs are being made in order to support these priorities? So the trade-offs really, it's not really a trade-off, it's we have additional money, and that's where those support services came in. Also, cluster priorities with staff materials dedicated to supporting our cluster priorities. So with that, that being said, we are focused on cluster priorities because our cluster is IB. So we're doing those things. When we talk about family engagement, that was a concern for the maize cluster. So we are putting an emphasis on family engagement. Again, signature programs, what staff materials are dedicated to supporting our signature programs. We did cover that. And our positions, are there positions our school will share with another school, nurse, or counselor? The only positions that we will share with another school will be our gifted teacher. Our gifted teacher is split with another elementary school. Our speech pathologist is split with another school. But everyone else is stationed here every single day. At this time, I will turn it over to you all to ask any questions that you may have.
Ms. Perry, how long do those additional funds come to us for being a turnaround school?
Until we are exited off the list.
And then we would lose?
We would lose that money, yes.
I mean, and I was thinking about the positions.
Yes, we would lose those positions unless our general budget will afford us the opportunity to have those. And we know that the general budget typically does not do that. They do give us 1 year. They have started. This is something new that they will give us one additional year of support. Even though we are off the list, they will provide us with some monetary supports just to keep us flowing. But then after that, they just kind of wing us off and then move on.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
This is Ms. Laguerre. I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. On the budget that shows where the allocations were per the grade mm-hmm. level. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering why for fourth and fifth grade, the allocation was zero.
That is a great question, Ms. Laguerre. And I will get back to you on that. I wrote that information down because I knew that that was going to be a question, but I think Ms. Jacoby can answer that for us. I apologize.
Yeah, I can answer that. So there are weights given to different classifications of students or students with different characteristics. And every time you assign a weight to a characteristic, that puts less money in the base amount per student, because as our chief financial officer likes to say, the pie is the pie. So the reason there's no additional weight given to fourth and fifth graders is they get just the base weight, because the committee that looks at this decided that that base weight should cover your average basic fourth and fifth grade student. So that's why there's no weight there. If there was a weight for fourth and fifth grade students, then chances are that your base weight would be less for all of your students. So that's how that kind of balances out. Does that answer your question?
Yes, to the best that I can understand it. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone. And I will turn it over to Ms. Giles.
Thank you, Principal Perry, for sharing this information. I will now entertain a motion to approve the budget.
I give motion to approve.
A second?
I second the motion that we approve the budget as presented.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay, we will now move on to information item. First is the principal's report.
So back again. So with the principal's report, we just completed our MAP assessment in reading, and we began our MAP assessment in math as well. So we are definitely happy about that information. So I wanted to share briefly just a slide for you with our MAP data that we have up this point. Is everybody able to see that?
It's coming in. There it is.
Okay. So as you can see with that, we're looking at how we performed in the winter versus how we have performed in the spring. So we do have some highlights, and this is just the reading data. This does not include makeups at this time, and nor does it include some of first grade, okay? So if we're taking a look at kindergarten, as you can see, our beginning learners here in the winter, we went from 12% to 18%. And then in the spring, we had 28% here. Then we went to 27. So we're looking at the red, as well as we had 30% that was in developing. And then we have 18. We went from proficient 15% to 27%, which was very good. And we have 15% here that were distinguished, then we went to 10. Also, we will be taking into consideration the newly enrolled students as well. As we take a look at first grade, we see that there has been an improvement in our proficiency. I'm gonna focus on our green. So we went from 13% here. So this does, again, this does not include one class. So as we were looking at the data, we will have an increase in our green and blue areas. So it does not include every class here. If you take a look at second grade, I want to just emphasize how we went from 70% red to 59% red. So that was very good for us as well. And then when we took a look at our green and blue, we went from 5% green to 8%, which is an increase. So I'm very proud of that as well. And we also decreased this number here, this number here for 13%, we went up in the yellow. So the yellow, the blue, and the green is where we want to see the increases. So third grade, again here, we went from 75% in the red to 63%, which is great. We're also going from 10% yellow to 19%, which is good. And we maintain with our green and blue at 6 and 3. If we're taking a look at fourth grade, we increased the amount of yellow from 21% to 31%. And then we went from 17% to 10%, but we had a huge influx of new students enrolling on this grade level. And then with fifth grade, we decreased our red from 38% to 28%. We also went up in our yellow from 16% to 19%. And then, as you can see, distinguished was increased in fifth grade. We went from 3% to 8%, which is great. So that meant that we were lowering that number and moving up in blue. So I did want to just highlight, we are making incremental gains, and I'm very proud with our team, and we are working diligently to get off this list and get those things done. So that's just another piece of data that I just wanted to share. I also wanted to highlight LaunchPad. They're still coming in, working with our students. I love the mentorship that they have with our young students. we're looking forward to continuing that, making sure that the young men from Morehouse that are coming in, working with our young men, that we can build something even larger with that. But the students look forward to it. They have built relationships, and they even stop me in the hallway when the Morehouse young men are not here, and they want to know when are they coming. So thank you so much, Mr. Hill, for that partnership. We do have our St. Patrick's Day dance that will be taking place on Friday. So we are excited about that. We have a planning day on Monday, March 20th. So that means our teachers will be at work, but our students will not be here. Miles Elementary will be having an in-person job fair on the 22nd, and that is from 8:30 to 11 o'clock. So we would love for all candidates that are searching for jobs, please, please, please to come and check out Miles Elementary and interview with us. We have our kindergarten roundup. We will do an extension with that on Thursday, May 23rd, so we can make sure that we're getting to all of our parents. We will have our GMAS simulation. That's where the third, fourth, and fifth grade students are able to go online, and they're able to maneuver through the tools that will be used on the Georgia Milestones assessment in May. So those are just the updates that I have at this point. And last but not least, Career Week. Career Week will be March 27th through the 31st. And we want to make sure that we have everyone that is involved with us, partnerships that can sit down and speak with our students about wonderful careers that they should be interested in, that they will be here for that. And our upcoming sixth graders, we will have a fifth grade parent meeting at 6 p.m. at Young Middle School on the 29th. And I left this off as well. On March 30th, I will be in the community. I will be going to apartment complexes, speaking to our families about the importance of attendance, making sure that they're here, especially during Georgia Milestone, asking our families how we can support them. What do they need so we can make sure that we're reaching the families and the whole child? So that is my principal report at this time.
Thank you, Principal Perry. We will now hear about additional information items. Does any member of the GO team have any, would like to provide any announcements?
I just have one. If you haven't completed your GO team trainings, please do so. If you need your login, if you are not an APS employee and need an Ellis login, please contact our office and we'll be happy to help you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have reached the end of our agenda. Is there any additional business at this time? Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I move that we adjourn this meeting of today.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay, meeting is adjourned 4:18 p.m.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.